Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. Before we go any further, let's just open up with a word of prayer, okay? Amen. And you may be wondering, Sister Paige, why you don't always pray before we start the broadcast? Well, I'm praying before I get on the air, amen? But to God be the glory. I feel led of the Lord to just open up with prayer on this line tonight in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just thank you for this very moment, this present time that you've allowed us to come before your throne of grace. We want to thank you for another opportunity to be, hey, yes, Lord, in your presence. We thank you for the gift of another chance, individually and corporately, as your people and as a nation. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we give you glory for the wonderful plans that you have for your people. My God, the things that you have done, what you're yet doing, and what you are about to do. We bless your name, yes, Lord. And we thank you for moving on this airway tonight. Touch hearts, heal, and set free the captive, oh God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for moving in your word and through your word, oh God. Heal us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Again, it's my privilege, honor, and blessing to be with you on the air tonight. I'm excited about what the Lord, excited about what the Lord Jesus is doing. Amen. Listen, I have to tell you this, and I know you may say, well, yeah, I already know, I understand. Listen. You got to know that you know that God has a plan. Do y'all hear? Hallelujah. God has a plan. He has a plan. A plan, a great plan for us. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of all that's going on, in the midst of gross darkness, God yet sits on the throne. And so I admonish you to be encouraged in knowing that, listen, the enemy is going to try to do things, and God will allow him to do things. He will even ordain some things to be done so that we stay prayed up. Amen? Because if certain things don't happen, we get slack. We get lazy. Yes, we do. We become apathetic. Come on, glory to God. And so we have to, amen, be mindful of the fact, glory to God, that he has a plan for us, and he knows, as any real good daddy would know, exactly what to do and how to get his children in line and keep them there. Hallelujah. Come on here tonight. He has a plan. Don't be discouraged. Don't get caught up in everything that's going on around you. Keep your eyes where they belong. The Bible says, listen, I will look to the hills. Isn't that what David said? He said, I'm going to look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. Who made heaven and earth? We got to keep our eyes where they belong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So listen, you have to stay encouraged. Don't just be encouraged. Stay there. Stay there in the place of encouragement. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Yes, I do it. Hallelujah. I got to tell myself, listen, everything's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Glory to God. Don't get so caught up in this world system. Don't get so caught up. Don't get caught up. Don't get tripped up. Don't get trapped. You have to come on in. Get into the ark of safety in your prayer life. Get into the ark of safety in your communion with the Lord. Amen. The word of God should not be an option or second choice. Amen. You know, when we get in trouble, then he's a get-me-out-of-jail-free card. Oh, no. This is a lifestyle. Come on here. And I believe that this message is not going to – listen, I understand that when I come on the air, it's not for everybody. That's all right. God has assigned me to the remnant. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Amen. And so we want to be encouraged. Amen. And knowing that we have to stay focused. Stay focused on what really matters, and that's the kingdom cause of our God and of his precious Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go into the word quickly. Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6. Glory to God. Joshua chapter 6, and we're going to read from verses 1 through 16. Yes, we have a little bit of reading to do. Hallelujah. But we want to get into the meat of what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And while by way of announcement, I am going to be releasing the second edition of my book, Gateway to Glory, 31 Days of Prayer. As I had announced before, you know, we have been assigned to 31 Days days of prayer, especially on last year, every 31 days, every month that contained 31 days, the Lord had us on the air, just bombarding heaven and penetrating the atmosphere. Hey, kashababuhu. Yes, Lord, with the effectual prayers of the righteous that do avail much. Amen. Praise God. And so based off of that assignment, the Holy Spirit instructed me to write a book, including all of what he downloaded, what he outpoured to us during that time, revelation, prophetic words, admonishment, encouragement, strategies, instruction. And he has instructed me to do a second edition and to revise some things and add on some things pertaining to where we are right now, confirming what he has been speaking all along and girding us up for another dimension of faith and prayer. Amen. So that second edition is available for pre-order right now. If you go to www.mgpage.net, you will find it there. You can pre-order your autographed copy, the second edition. Amen. Praise God. And I know it's going to bless you. Amen. Because Daddy wrote it. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost wrote that book. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to go to Joshua 6. Verses 1 through 16, and it reads like this. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Ooh. Jericho was closed up. It was shut up. My God, shut down tight. Nobody could go in and nobody could come out. It was a city with high walls. Yeah. Look at what happened. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. I got to talk about America tonight. Is that all right? Oh, I feel God, y'all. Bless the name of our Lord. There are some situations and some things that are going on in our very lives, my God, that have erected themselves as a wall of Jericho. Yes, God. To shut us out of God's blessing. To shut us out of God's plan, his will. Bless the name of God tonight, somebody. Praise God. And we have to understand that God has made us a warring people. He's made us a people of the fight. Abo. He's made us more than conquerors through him who loved us. So that means when we are faced with adversity, we always come out. Is that all right? So long as we keep Jesus in the forefront, as long as we know where our help comes from, as long as we know who we are and who we belong to, bless God, bless him tonight. Amen. The city was shut up. Some of your finances are shut up. Oh, God. Some of your healing, the things you believe in God for, your breakthrough, your next level, your next dimension, the next realm that God is calling you into, your ability to see in the spirit, tied up, God have mercy, shut up, your hunger and thirst for righteousness seem to have been watered down. My God, you want to fast, but it seems so hard. Oh, shut up, shut up, shut up. My God, the city was shut up. And the Lord said, look at here. I've given into your hand the city. I've given you Jericho. I didn't say you had to ask me. Come on up in here tonight. You ain't got to beg nobody. You ain't got to write no letters to Congress. God have mercy. I've already given you the city. Where's the remnant tonight? I need to know that the remnant is here. Somebody needs to know that your prayers make a difference. You can't say, listen, there's so much going on, ain't no use, because God gonna do what he wanna do anyway. And then, yeah, he is. But he has a kingdom protocol and system set in place. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will heal them. Listen, I'm gonna hear your prayer from heaven. That's I'm gonna hear you. I'm gonna acknowledge what you're talking about. We can come together in agreement and we can reason together and conduct kingdom business. That's the place that I've given my children. Glory to God. A strategic place of advancement and advantage, whereby you speak and I move. You decree and declare, I act on it. You bind, I bind it up here. You loose, I loose it from up here. You got back, baby, you got back. But you gotta get in place. Oh! Bless the Lord. I've given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof. Don't you got to worry about the powers that be? They are ordained of God. They're ordained of God. And ain't nothing taking us by surprise. There ain't nothing taking daddy by surprise. Come on here. Holy Ghost, let us know when things are out of order, what we need to be praying for. If we get in place. God, maybe that should be the word tonight. Get in place. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the king. I'm going to give you the mighty men of valor. I got to tell y'all something, and I'm not going to say afraid because we ain't scared of nobody in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. But as the scripture, amen, the Lord is dealing in my spirit about that scripture, I see America. I see our government. I see this one world order being set up in place. It's already been set up, amen. But we have not seen the full manifestation yet. Are y'all here tonight? Hallelujah to God. And so I think about the police and the armed guards and the armed forces and how every entity, amen, of armed forces will be under one umbrella. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And even those powers that be, mighty men of valor, God said, I've given them to you. He's not speaking about the physical man, but he's saying in the spirit realm for us. Are y'all here tonight? I've given them into your hand. You have power and authority. And ye shall compass the city. All ye men of war. Now, where the prayer warriors at? That's what I need to know tonight. All ye men of war, come past the city and go round about the city once. Then shalt thou do 6 days strategy, and 7 priests, Lord, where's the church, shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day, I like you, Lord, I like that a lot, the number of completion, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. I wish somebody would let their trumpet sound. And I'm not talking about spitting and foaming all over the mic, quoting scripture. I'm talking about with your life. Let your light so shine. Blow your trumpet by standing for righteousness when everything else is going to hell in a handbasket. You stand and blow your trumpet. Yes. You stand. You stand. Yes, God. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast, oh God, why do we always do that? Why do we shortchange God with our praise? We give him a little bit of patty cake and kiss them, and that's it. Listen, you got to make a long blast with the ram's horn. Where are the people of God that are steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in his work? Where are the ones that are ready to endure to the end, to stick in the kingdom and to fight for the long haul? You got to make a long blast. That means you got to stand. Seasons change, you still stand. People walk away, you still stand. Folk walk away and slander your name and assassinate your character and turn their backs on you, and family ain't acting right and money looking funny. Stand for the long haul. Make a long blast with the ram's horn. Don't let no demon stop your praise. My God, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. Do y'all hear that? Shout with a great shout. Listen, you can't worry about your Mary Kay and Jergens and Oil of Olay. When you're ready to go into battle, you better put that mess down. You got to go for broke. Don't you dare sit there and act like he didn't bring you out. Don't you dare sit there and try to pretend that comfortable, that you ain't been with him the night before, crying your eyes out, begging for mercy, and he kept you from blowing your brains out. You owe him a praise. You owe him everything. Everything. And more than you could ever give him. Rebekusha baban sukubai. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Yeah. Shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. Raman. He didn't say it's just going to crumble and there'll be peace. Listen, everything that's been standing against you, every demon, every Every stronghold got to come down flat. I mean, utter total destruction. It won't be able to come back together again. Is destroyed, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Hallelujah. Go right on in. Go right on in. I'm going to knock the walls down so you can go right on in and kick demons, but that's what God said he's going to do. Come on here. You got to blow your trumpet. Look at what he said. You got to blow the trumpet. You got to make a long blast. You got to be prepared to make a great shout when he says. When he says, let's look at this. Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the Ark of the Covenant and let seven priests, come on, seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns. Priests, you get the word. Come on, get our covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. Let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord. You go first, priests. With the trumpet, you go first. And he said unto the people, pass on and come past the city, and let him that is armed, where we go again, warfare, hallelujah, you got your warfare weapons in hand, let him that is armed pass on before the Ark of the Lord. So he told the people, go ahead, listen, go around the city, go ahead, march around the city, and let the armed men pass on before the Ark of the Lord. Amen. And it came to pass. See, that's what we have to realize. When we have praise and worship and service and different things like that, hallelujah, before the word comes in and before God comes in to do his surgery, we have what we call it, praise and worship, right? Amen. Listen, it's a strategy of God. Hallelujah. We come into his house with, come on, into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You're coming in ready to come on here to do battle. You're already coming in with your warfare weapons in hand and in your mouth. Come on. Yes. And then when we begin to praise him and worship him, then he can come in and cut, come on here, cut through the word and dig deep and do surgery. But we so quick to try to cut him off and make things short. I'm going back to that word where he said, make a long blast. Listen, we got to take time and let God work this thing properly in us. We're always in a rush. Well, I got to be seven times. Because he said so, Naaman. Seven times, take your happy hips down in the Jordan and get delivered. I don't care if he said 7 years. What did he say? That's the question tonight, America. What did God say? I know you think you're grand and all that, but you're about to crumble, baby. God is shaking you up under the Lamasha. Listen, America, God is not through with you. Please don't sit there and think you're just going to get away with what you're doing. God has an army that's going to obey him. I prophesy to you tonight. America, God ain't through. God ain't through. She's going to shake you back to himself with tragedy. I said God is going to shake you back to himself with tragedy. We ain't seen nothing yet. It's time for manifestation. Yeah, it is. I said it's time for manifestation of God's power. Don't be afraid when those walls start to manifest. Come on here. Those strongholds start to manifest, release fear and terror and horror in the horrible things that's going on. It's a trick of the enemy to back you off the turf. God said march around it. March around it. I don't care what weapons are formed against the church. Shatalababo. If he tell you go to the White House lawn and camp out, stay right there. Winter communion elements. Y'all ain't ready for no church. Hallelujah. We got to obey him. God have a people who are going to obey him. And walls are going to come down. Are y'all here? Well, listen, we're not looking for things to go out the opposite way of what God's word said. We're looking for strategic advantage where we can go in and win a harvest of souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what God is doing, putting us in strategic positioning to win souls. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at this. There's a warfare in that. The enemy don't want souls to be won. You know that. He don't want you praying for no souls. He don't want you seeking the face of God. He don't want you fasting and praying. Are you kidding? No way. Look at what he says. Pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets. They obeyed the instruction. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priest that blew with the trumpets. And the rear guard came after the ark, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. Priest, y'all got to go on. Listen, you got to go on. You got to keep on raising up a standard. You got to blow the trumpet in Zion. You got to preach against sin. You got to cry aloud and spare not. You have to stand and haven't done all to stand. You have to keep enduring. Come on here. Don't get weary in your well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not in due season. Blow your trumpet! Don't compromise. How? Oh! And Joshua commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout. I like this. You shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice. Yee, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth. Keep your mouth quiet. I know the organ. I understand. You feel it in your bones. You feel it and be still. Under the Yosha. Well, listen, there come a place. Let me share something with you. When I was first born again, when I was first baptized, and I really let the Lord have his complete way in my life, I remember I couldn't wait to get to the sanctuary. Listen, if I heard gospel music outside in the street, I was going crazy. I'm telling you, I would go off. And my sister looking at me, V in the street, you got to do all that. God, you don't know. You just don't know. But there comes a time when, as I begin to grow older in the faith, get a little more mature, Rebbe Kishan, I realized that there were demons coming up even through the praise. Come on up in here tonight, in the music, Resh Kababans, through the instruments, through the praise and worship leaders, Arekumandarabasha, there was defilement and contamination, and the Lord began to let me see the difference, Yabasha. And so my praise wasn't just, it wasn't any more just of gratitude, Rako, but it began to be warfare, Ramansi, where I began to watch the Lord change atmospheres and come on here and reshift and re-strategize things, where so much so that sometimes the service would not be able to go on the way it was planned. The preacher couldn't preach because he was laid out. Praise ushered in the presence of God so much, the glory of God, so that he could do a work for the people and in the people and through the people. Is that all right? So sometimes you can't shout all the time. You got to keep your mouth quiet. Hey, ya babanso, and look around and see what's lurking. Y'all not here. So that you can bind up and loose kanda that are supposed to shut down witches. Come on here. Sometimes you got to hush and just watch. Hallelujah. Yandobo. Somebody here tonight. You hear it. You hear it. You see it. You see it. Where God has been sending you on assignment and you can't get in on what everybody else is doing. Korash kababansi. You can't just get up under that umbrella of what they're shouting and going on. Come on here. Huh? Kobash. You have to be quiet. You got to watch. Don't move until the day that I bid you shout. Don't say a word until God open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Then shall ye shout. See, because when you shout under the unction of the Holy Ghost, called Rash Baka, something is going to be released in the spirit realm. Them demons can't hold on to your coattail. You're not with me. Because God has made you an eagle to soar. Chicken heads can't soar. Y'all don't want to come on here. Sister Paige, that's not nice. Yes, it is. I'm talking about the spirit. Them leech demons that want to camouflage and hide in sin. And try to, come on, just because you shout and make it look like you a lying spirit. God's going to get you. Let your praise be for real. Robo Kushman. I'm not talking about those that are going through and really believing God and love the Lord. I'm talking about those that are playing tight. God gave us praise for a reason. Yes, praise your way out of mess. Yes, praise your way through. Yes, praise until your victory come. I'm talking to the remnant that are on assignment. Hallelujah. To war. Rema. To understand that God gives you instructions and strategies for a reason. If he say, don't shout, don't shout. It may seem like, Lord, you hear me, don't shout. We're supposed to praise you at all times. Let everything that happens. Listen. There comes a time where in your work of God, you get more mature. He grows you up a little bit to understand that, listen, sometimes you ain't even got to open your mouth. Just lift your hand and strongholds begin to crumble. Warriors, where are you? It's time to rise up. Hallelujah. The nation needs us. Glory to God. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, hallelujah, early in the morning, and took the priest, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. They got up early. All right. We don't even have to go there, do we? They got up early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram horns began before the Lord, before the ark of the Lord went on continually. They were what? Steadfast, blowing their trumpets. Mm-hmm. And the armed men went before them, but the reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. Mm-hmm. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day. My God. They got up early and compassed the city after the manner, same manner, seven times. Only on that day did they compass the city seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Now you can shout. Now you can open up your mouth. Now you can release your praise. Because you realize that your praise ain't just about you. Harriet Tubman, where you at as a witness? You got to go in like Moses. Come on here and get the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now. You can lift up your voice. Now you can mask the devil's head. And shout. Strategy, purpose. Divine strategies in warfare. I loose it over you tonight. I said, I loose it over you tonight. Divine strategies that will be increased and enhanced over God's prophets. The oil of the anointing that is going to be released in this season from this day forward is not going to be the same. You may think it's strange, but God is going to have you to do strange things in the spirit, Okobaba, to activate and release certain things in the spirit, to release what we need as a remnant in this last hour, as the salt that he has called us to preserve the earth. Are y'all here? Hear what I'm saying to you. We have to be cocooned and incubated, in a place where we're keeping our garments white, hallelujah, where we're staying in a place of constant communion and unbroken fellowship with the Lord, so that we can hear him and be led of his spirit and obey, not just being hearers of the word, but doers. So if he tells you to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go to Walmart, you get up and go, hallelujah. There's somebody there that may be in their car getting ready to slip their wrist. Obey God. Reban Satai. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I loose the anointing. Over your remnant, oh God, for enhanced, yes, clarity and clarity of vision and hearing of what your spirit is saying to do the peculiar thing, to do the thing that seems strange, to do the foolish thing that will confound the wisdom of the wise, hallelujah, to do that thing that goes against tradition, and man's laws. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your prophets on this line tonight. I thank you, for every prophet over this, oh my God, this airwave, every saint and child of God that is called to divine strategic warfare, in a new dimension. Father, thank you for shielding and covering them like never before with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Rabban Shatabansi, for dealing with them in the night seasons and in the dawn, early dawning of the morning. Father, thank you for increasing them in prayer, for enlarging their territory in prayer. Father, thank you for causing them to not only sit in their heavenly seats, my God, but to occupy those seats with boldness, courage, and humility. Father, we want to thank you for giving us the wisdom. Hallelujah. The wisdom that we need to not let our left hand know what our right hand is doing. What you are releasing in this hour is precious, precious treasure that is very sacred. Romansai. Hallelujah. Help us not to cast our pearl before swine, but to be still and learn how to wait on you. Father, make us steadfast for the long haul. in Jesus' name. You said the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but to him who endures. Thank you for enduring power in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we seal this prayer with your blood, the blood of Jesus, and thank you for the seal of thy precious Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time for now, but remember, you are a member of a praise nation. That's the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And you have the power to activate that here in the earth in the spirit. Glory to God. America is coming back to God. Yelling, kicking, and screaming. God have a yet he yet have a people here that shall be saved. Stay encouraged. Stay on your post. Continue to watch as well as pray and know that God's got your back. I love you. Continue to keep me in prayer. Will you do that? And know that you're in my prayers and thoughts always, always. In Jesus' name, amen.